the deck parties, the official deck parties. I know you might be
weather should be perfect.
You may have been out there on Thursday already this year, but this is the official start.
Well, Tommy and Roger already said it. It's the on the calendar. You see it. This is actually the true the first day of the big deck party on the calendar.
That's right. That's right.
Weather-wise.
Well, we're actually kicking off the day with the Zone Live down the street at Double B's with some of our good buddies down there.
Well, I've heard the commercials running
with special guest
Roger Scott, and
well, that's how you get the big bucks.
Just around the corner.
Yeah,
Kathy?
Right down the road.
Okay,
that's it.
Kathy and Lonnie.
Yeah, and they're going to be announcing a new big promotion on their end, to which I don't even know what they're going to be doing.
It's so much of a secret. I don't even know.
It's so much of a secret. They don't know.
It's going to be to where you'll be able to take money off your gas.
Yeah.
Discounts, yes.
And Roger, now you're going to be out there pumping?
I'm going to be out there. I'll pump your gas if you want to. Hide your wife, hide your kids. I'll be out there for the entire 3 hours, and I'll be doing that and handing out some of these cards and hopefully explaining to you.
So you're doing a live remote during another show that's there.
You know, they're there. They're broadcasting. I've
never heard of this before.
Well, Roger's just...
You know, we're flipping the script. We're changing it.
They got two or three of them out there anyhow. Why they got to have you? Once again,
what's two and a half, man?
I have to agree with something. With David, something's not right.
Can
here.
I tell you? You are. I would not disparage
I'm
a
blessed
person's
to be here.
Name. You are the somebody of our station.
He masters the gray area.
What? I'm the what?
Yeah, that you will. You will give yourself out.
For a carton of smoke.
For $20,000.
You know what I mean?
$20,000.
You know what I can get for $20,000? You know what Bobby Petrino
He laughs at that $20,000 figure.
Do you know what I would do?
Yeah, you know what? What I would do would, I would, no.
And today's payday, so I'm cool, but you caught me yesterday. What I would do for $20.
Right.
Tommy, we've had this conversation previously.
Yes, and it was a hot day that day.
It was.
It's comfortable in here, so we have no excuse. Pee Wee, what's up? And I believe Ballantyne was right smack dab in the middle of that conversation. Pee Wee, what's up?
How y'all this morning?
Hey, boy.
Hey, I drive a truck. I'm on the road. I live down in Monticello, and I'm just getting bits and pieces of what's going on. And I just kind of wondered if they got any ideas about a coach or anything to replace Trino.
Nope. Yeah, I think they're gonna. He's gonna interview all the coaches on staff up there. I hear there's a sort of movement to sort of say, if you're gonna have an interim, let Tim Horton do it. Of course, Petrino's name's up there. Hayes is out there. The question is, though, I think if he could get a big name, somebody of worthiness to be able to take over, they would do it, Tommy. I just don't think he's gonna look for that first. I'm telling you, that's his first choice.
If they could get John Gruden for $5 million,
I heard rumors of Gruden yesterday. I mean, like I said,
are we hearing anything?
Was a rumor that Charlie Weiss
you're right
was
at the airport.
Yeah.
Are we hearing anything though substantiated,
are
or is
serious?
It just? Are we just
That's
throwing out
That's the silliest
names?
Thing I've ever... I mean, he just takes the job at Kansas.
Well, we've gotten to an age where that really don't matter. Dana Altman.
I think people do it on purpose. They put out silly stuff out there they know that isn't true.
I guarantee you, one busy man all week long, and for the foreseeable future, is Jimmy Sexton.
Yeah, I would think Jimmy's working the phone. I guarantee you, he's got enough clients that he's working the phone with Jeff Long. So,
yeah.
Good point.
But as to who...
Do y'all think Petrino would have got fired if he hadn't lied about it, the whole situation?
I tell you, I don't know.
At this point, I think after the hiring process,
I'm almost thankful that it probably did happen.
But
because
I go back to the day that he came clean. If he had come totally clean and told about the girl, not about the $20,000, but just said I had a girl who we recently hired. She wanted to go on a bike ride. I took her on a bike ride. Thank God she wasn't hurt. I don't know if Jeff Long would have.
I don't think that the $20,000 would have never come up.
That's what I'm saying.
But see, we're talking about now that he came, if he would have come clean. But that wouldn't have been him coming clean.
Yeah. No, he wouldn't have come clean because it wasn't what you're saying he should have done.
Right.
And before we forget, Tommy, two things on Keith the Service coming live at Feedback. David and Conway, thank you very much. The races in Fort Worth this weekend are Friday and Saturday, not Saturday and Sunday. Friday and Saturday are the races in Fort Worth at the Texas Motor Speedway. And David in Austin wants to remind everybody to please tell the turkey hunters to obtain proper permission to hunt on private land. This is a serious problem around me in Lone Oak County, and more needs to be done to make people aware of the problem. Thanks, David. So, so make sure you get the. You would think that you would do that. You would go, can I get in here?
Come get my moles. I'm in Lone Oak County. They can run them turkeys down for you.
Okay.
Those big, ugly things.
They are horribly. They're nasty.
They're nasty looking. Karen, I never want you to see one.
Speaking of coming clean, you might walk in looking nasty. But if you join the Zone Live tomorrow at Sport Clips, the new location in Little Rock, you're going to leave looking clean. High five.
I should have waited. I got my haircut.
It looks good.
Although, when I got my haircut for the first time ever, Sammy used to do it. She goes, yeah. Do you want me to get your eyebrows, too?
Very good. I get those
Oh, did you draw eyebrow?
Yeah.
I meant to tell you, I could see you had a long one going over there.
Yeah, I was like, might as well do it.
You look fresh.
You look well manicured, sir.
Yeah, Candace.
A lot of manscaping.
You need a trimming, yeah.
Oh, like Candace. Mine knows it. I mean, I go to Sport Clips there in Brighton.
Trim your nose? Is that what you said? Nose?
She does my brows. She has to. She has to.
You wax? Have you ever had your eyebrows?
Let me tell you what's embarrassing.
Yes, I have.
Yes, yes?
I get my haircut. She's a cute girl. She's probably 30, and her name was Tina. And so I leave there, and I go to – I'm walking into Knights, and Bobby Tucker calls. So I'm standing in the parking lot talking to him, and this girl pulls up, looks just like the girl that cut my hair. not only do I say her name wrong, I go – because I think it's Cindy. I go, hey, Cindy, boy. Imagine seeing you again. And she goes – my name is Sonya, and I don't know who you are.
Once again,
stranger.
Tommy's on the loose again. He's on the stuff. He's in standing in a nice parking lot with a fake phone call.
No shoes on, just buying all this gum.
Yeah, you got buying gum.
Trail of multi.
And I got those big bulky headphones on.
Overall Robert. Shorts.
Yeah, Robert.
I need to spend 24 hours with Tommy.
Oh. Go ahead.
Hey, a couple of things here. I want to take a jab at that montage, but first of all, no matter what's been said and done, we lost one heck of a good coach, and it just flat out sucks. Because you know, before all this happened to become public, everyone that's just basically here in Arkansas was a Petrino fan and loved his coaching, and was glad he was here.
I was saying two guys just coming in. Do you think that this could be a situation like after Nolan, where we go through, we have to maybe take some steps back for a few years again?
No, I hope not. Well, I don't want to.
No, I don't think it could happen. If we don't get the right coach, it could happen.
He's got to get the right guy, and with the budget that's been up there now, he could. They've got it out there.
Yeah, he's got some money.
But again, with the situation right now, what it is, you are handing the keys to the vet right now this year with this team.
It's still hard to find. Listen, even back. Remember when we were. I'm just saying, people are making enough money now where they don't have to leave their jobs. They're making a ton of money so it's hard to get good coaches to come here because they're making good money where they're at.
But it's like Tom said, it's a destination job. It's not one of those things.
It's a big job.
Yeah, you've got to. And they've said it on the radio. It's good to very good.
Right. It's the toughest league. It's the toughest division in the country.
What's his name? Bryce. Reese Davis said that their facilities were among the top 10 in the country.
Yeah. As far as being a destination job, though, where is Arkansas? I'm not talking how they finished last year, but are they third, fourth in the West as far as being a destination job? Would you put them behind Auburn at this point or in front of Auburn? Because Alabama and LSU are clearly.
I would say Auburn's probably. I would put them ahead of Auburn. And a guy brought up a good point. There's a lot of coaches out there who like to get away from the big city. They don't want to coach in Atlanta. They don't want to coach in Birmingham. They want to be able to go fishing, hunting, and do stuff like that everybody else does. Boating. And they
motorcycle
say that
riding.
Is a big draw.
Well,
to some
again, we had the perfect scenario with Petrino. He was happy. He liked it. He liked being able to have all the action. So we had a big-time coach who was going to stay here for the duration, it looked like, until – and maybe that's what it was. Maybe he got comfortable because he knew he wasn't going anywhere and he felt he could do it.
Yeah.
Well, regardless, he did, and it's water under the bridge now.
Yeah, I mean, I think the football program, Trino left, the next coach was better than what the basketball program was when Nolan stepped out of the picture. And, so I think it's going to be, I don't think we're going to have to go back, but
I don't think Coach Long is going to have to try that hard, I guess.
No, and the situation's so much different, though. With basketball, you lose two of your top recruits, and you're screwed.
For years.
Yeah.
I mean, the place is squeaky clean now. David Basil could coach up there.
Hey, that's how many songs was on the montage? Four or five?
Five.
Can you run through it real quick?
Yeah, I could do that for you. I'd be glad to, sir.
All right, so it's the Cars, it's the Beatles, Sammy Hagar, BTO, and Eddie Reddick.
You got them.
Boom!
All right, y'all have a good one.
No, wait a minute now. Don't you get a prize?
Now, there's tickets up for grabs to go down to Dallas this weekend for the NASCAR race. Do you want those or not?
No, I wouldn't use them.
let the next caller.
Man, why are you going to ruin a game?
Maybe he's going to Oakland.
Well, he could put
hey,
it on
man,
eBay.
I got the satisfaction.
You got the satisfaction?
Okay, I'll let you have it.
All right, we got a couple more contests.
You got to cuss nobody.
He ain't cussing nobody. He ain't going to use it, but he don't want them.
Yeah.
Shoot. By the way, Matt did ask yesterday. He sent me an email. Hey, Baz, are we going to do the? We're going to do a crown and sash for Beth Hunt. And I said, dang straight, we are. We'll do a ceremony where Don and Terrell, you know, the power is passed on to Beth Hunt as the Babe Bracket winner. So we'll do that in studio at some point.
It's like the green jacket ceremony.
Yeah, exactly.
And Jennifer Aniston,
she'll be here.
They haven't gotten hold of it back with me.
She'll be Cajuns tonight with us.